everyone, Sherry Knight here from Dimension 11. Just wanted to chat in terms of coaching today. We get a lot of questions that say, why should I bother having a coach? And that's a fair question. Here's the thing that we find helps individuals. One area that you might want to have a coach in is the job coach. We've helped over 400 people in the last few years get into the jobs that they wanted to get into. In fact, we had one individual who wanted to get into the general manager's role, and when he was finished, got through to where he wanted to get to, he said, you know, you not only improved my professional life, but also my personal life. I'm a better person. That was Corey Shaw, and he's thrilled to be where he is now. But there's other areas in terms of coaching. One of the things that you might want to consider is engagement. How do you get people following you and working because they're inspired to work, not because they get a paycheck? Big difference there in terms of what that's all about. And with that, another aspect, delving down into that engagement area, accountability. It's easy to hold people accountable if we do our jobs. You know, my father said many, many years ago, inspect what you expect. And he's so right. If you want to know that something's done, you have to ask, you have to check it out, and that keeps us all on our toes. I know for myself even, if it's a weekend and I don't have my little list of things to do, Sunday night comes along and I haven't accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. So think in terms of how we make it work. The first thing that you always do in terms of accountability, find out what's going well. And give your people that pat on the back. Give them the attagirl, the attaboy, the attawoman, the attaman, whatever happens to work in your particular field. And in fact, if you want some recognition forms, all you need to do, go to sherryknight.com and enter your email address, and we'll gladly send you those recognition forms. They're kind of fun to have, and because they sit on the side of your desk, it's a reminder to catch people doing something right instead of catching them doing something wrong. Now, in every workplace, there's also those times when things don't go well. Sometimes it's because we haven't given the right directions. Sometimes it's because somebody got tied up in something and focused on a wrong direction instead of the right one. We don't know until we sit down and actually go through it, i.e., inspect what you expect. But here's the thing. Once you've taught the individual what it is to do, check that out. Ask the individual if they could repeat it to you. And here's the exact words. You might want to pick up a pen or a pencil and copy these down. Ready? I'm not sure I explained myself well. George, can you repeat to see what I may have left out? Repeat it back to me, George, and that way I'll know what I forgot to tell you. That is such a nicer way. George is probably not going to get his back up, and you are going to be able to work together then. Going in and saying, George, you did it wrong, is certainly not going to help the situation. And George is going to get his back up, just as you and I would if somebody said that to us. So be conscious, be careful, but do get it on the right track. So ask that simple question, and then find out what you've missed when you have them repeat it back to you. After that, you've got to check in. It's really important. Check in at least every couple of weeks, and with that then, bingo, you've got it made. So number one, you actually find out what it is that was missing. Number two, you get the milestones set down. Lay them out. This is when we are going to meet. This is the date. This is the time. This is the place. And this is what we are going to look at that particular time. Again, do it at least every couple of weeks so that you are on track. You're not ending up at the end of your project only to find out that things weren't done right. Look at this. The key thing here, folks, do it. It's not good enough just to set it down and make sure that it's in everybody's calendar. You do have to do it. And so as you look through these kinds of things, think in terms of what you can do to help an individual do the best job he or she knows that they want to do every day. Being accountable is critical to the bottom line, to the profits of every organization. And so based on that, know and think about what it is that you can do to make it stick. Again, if you're interested in those recognition forms, sherryknight.com, enter your email. Looking forward to chatting again at a future time, folks. Thanks so much for listening today. Signing off, Sherry Knight, President and CEO, Dimension 11.